We've been checking in with the Irish organisations here in the National Capital Region and taking a look back at 2025 and seeing what's in the pipeline for 2026. And Diane Bryden is here with me from BFISCO, BFISCO being the British Isles Family History Society of Greater Ottawa. And as far as I recall, celebrated 30 years about 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
The end of our 30th anniversary was last June, so we celebrated through that last year.
Yeah.
So that was last year. That was in 2025.
Welcome, first of all.
Thank you, Austin.
And, you know, I know you. When it comes to talking to BFISCO, it's always a busy program. And what was the highlights of 2025?
I think it has to be the end of the 30th anniversary. We spread the celebration right the way through because the group was formed and then sort of developed things and had different activities through that first year. So we celebrated through the entire year as well. And the interesting thing I think was we went back and sort of brought some of our favorite talks out of the vault. And we hadn't videotaped them the first time, so now they're recorded and they're ready for people to watch if they are members and can log on to the site. So that was really interesting going back and looking at some of the excellent talks we had in the past. And we also took the opportunity to celebrate all of the volunteers that have worked with BFISCO over the years. And there's dozens of them. And those that are still with us around as members, we celebrated with a British tea in May. So that was great, being able to thank the folks that have worked on research and worked on programs and worked on helping deliver the BFISCO programs over 30 years. And one volunteer had been at it almost 30 years. So it was great to have her there.
30 years, there's been an awful lot of development and change, so that the amount of information that people can now get their hands on relative to 30 years ago. Some of the old timers must be kind of scratching their head and saying, we were going around in circles.
Well, I think they're kind of proud of the fact that they actually went and looked at all those paper records themselves and compiled them, built the databases and built the indexes. Sometimes AI can't do all of that. You know, you have to go and look in different sources and bring it together, and not all the sources are available digitally. And so that's the first thing. The other thing is we have gone almost completely hybrid. That's not new. We did have done this since we came out of COVID. And I think it's kind of cut down on the collegiality in the group. We used to have 125 people meet together once a month in person, and you could kind of talk in hallways and over cups of coffee. It's more difficult to do that online. And I think there's some people that maybe aren't familiar or comfortable with technology that are a little find that difficult to engage. And so that's a real challenge for us and something that we're looking at through this year. I think a lot of the people are proud of the fact that they waded through all those documents and this isn't just available online.
On the technology side of it, Dan, you know, while previously one would say travel would have been a problem because you meet once a month or maybe some interest groups in between. So if you were beyond a certain geography, you weren't going to go. Whereas I guess the virtual allows you to extend your membership nationally and internationally.
That's true. And in fact, about a quarter of our membership now is outside the Ottawa area. And before we were virtual, we didn't have that many long distance members. But now, and we used to have a conference once a year where we brought in speakers from the UK. Now we can bring them in once a month, and we do it by Zoom. And in fact, in January, our upcoming meeting this coming Saturday will be a speaker from near Edinburgh. Talking about Scottish wills and testaments. So we don't have to wait to do that for a conference, and we don't have to focus all of our attention on those speakers at once a year. We have them all the time, or can have them all the time.
So on a rotational basis, I know your annual conference. So 2025, you were covering which of the
England
countries?
We did England, although we did do workhouses. Okay. It was all about the underprivileged and finding information about the underprivileged. And there was a lot of on workhouses, which, of course, had the same impact in Ireland. And we did also have someone talking about newspapers, finding out about disadvantaged relatives through using newspapers. So even though our conference rotates around the different countries, this coming year will be Scotland. Last year was England. We always have topics that can be relevant to anyone with ancestors from anywhere in the UK, in the British Isles.
And within the organization itself, you mentioned the monthly meeting, but there's also special interest groups, and there's an Irish special interest group. They meet away from that at a different time in the month.
Right. It's not related to BFSCO. It is actually the Ottawa branch of the Ontario Genealogical Society that has the Irish Research Group. And they meet the last Tuesday of every month. They have met in person this month. They're trying for the first time. They're trying to do it online virtually. So hopefully some of the members who haven't been able to get out to the meetings in person can take part in the online meeting. I think they've chosen to do it in January because weather can be such a factor. And so we're going to try that for the first time. So that will be the last Tuesday of the month. I'm not sure what that date is.
So then looking ahead to the last Tuesday of the month.
January 27th it is.
Looking ahead, you say it is Scotland for the conference, but then you have the monthly meeting and they're held when?
Our BFSCO monthly meetings are held the second Saturday of every month. So this one is coming up this Saturday on the 10th of January. And it will be focused on Scotland and even more focused on musicians, Scottish musicians. Wills and testaments specifically of musicians and what that tells us about them. And how it's really going to focus on terminology used in wills from the 1700s and the 1800s. And then the second one is going to be a wonderful, I've seen this talk, wonderful talk called It All Started with Buttons. And a woman was given buttons and said, these belong to a piper at a castle. And so it's the journey that she took to try to figure out which castle, which piper, and were they related. And it's a fabulous talk. If you want a real master class in genealogical research, that talk on Saturday is going to be it.
Now, unfortunately, my listeners won't get to that one. However, it will be available at these talks now. After your monthly meeting, they become then available on the website.
They do. For members, you can log in and watch or rewatch any of the videos. And sometimes I go back and if I want to take notes, I can stop the video and do that when I go back. But yes, all members, all of our recordings since 2011 are online for members to access.
And an important thing, of course, is membership is not an expensive proposition.
And it is not an expensive proposition. You're right.
Yeah. So do you want to give us the details there of what the various options might be?
Well, it's $50 for a basic membership, and that includes access to all of the resources online. You also get our quarterly journal that comes out with stories about doing family history, also tips and techniques, upcoming events. And if you want to get that in paper, it's $60 a year. So we have to pay for the materials and the postage. But for $50, you have access to all of those resources and membership with a group of genial genealogists.
And the annual conference was in September. It used to be early in September. I know you changed that.
Yeah, it's in October now. Yeah.
And that is the way it's going to be in the going forward.
Yeah, we found that September was a little bit hard through the summer. People kind of tend to go away and maybe turn off their minds and they get out of the habit of paying attention to what's going on. So it was hard to actually promote it. If you have it in October, we've got an extra month to get people interested and aware of the fact that it's happening. And it's a better time for us, so it will be always in October.
And then throughout the year, I know you have, you talk about that you have the monthly meeting, but you have lecture series at various times. And I know there are other times of the year that are particularly busy. I know in the Irish community, March is a particular month and we always look to various organizations to see what might be there under an umbrella that would come in under the Irish Festival, which is now a month. Irish Heritage Month is, designated in Canada. I'm sure BFSCO will be participating.
It will be participating, and I can give you a little teaser. We are going to have a very special lecture. We are doing this in concert with the Irish Genealogical Research Society, who are celebrating their 90th anniversary. And they are organizing an international lecture series, and Ottawa will be the Canadian stop on that lecture series. It will be the 28th of March, and it's going to be a fantastic talk. So I'm hoping that I can come back and talk to you about it when we have the details set for that. But that's Indeed. Going to be a good one.
Indeed. Is there anything else we should be highlighting for 2026?
2026?
Yeah, 2026.
Well, we have a full lineup. We have a full program right up until the end of June. And one thing I'm going to highlight is we're going to have a talk by Wendy Jocko in March, not talking about Irish, but at our monthly meeting in March. And Wendy Jocko is a former head of she's a leader in one of the Indigenous groups in Ontario. But she's going to actually talk about her parents, who one was Indigenous and was in the Second World War and went and met someone in Scotland. And she's going to talk about those two stories, and that's going to be very interesting. So I really flag that for people. And we always have excellent talks. Our first talk of the month is always a little bit on techniques for doing family history. And then the second one is always a family history that someone has written or researched. And we always learn about new sources and new techniques that way as well. So it's great. So I encourage people to join us.
And Diane, then the coordinates where people find all the information.
You can find it if you just Google BIFISCO, British Isles Family History Society of Greater Ottawa, BIFHSGO. You can come up with the events page there. You can join us online every month, or starting in March again, we meet every second Saturday of the month at Knox Presbyterian Church on Elgin Street at the corner of Lisgar. And we meet there in the morning, and there's always treats and lots of friendly, as I say, genealogists to meet there.
Dan, thanks so much for taking the time. Hope you have a very successful year.
Thank you, Austin. It's always great talking to you.